我要像你，哦，我要像你。
Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee.
像你的甘甜，像你的真坚。
Come in thy sweetness and come in thy fullness.
在我们的中心刻你的形象。
Stamp thy own image deep on my heart.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的祷告。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is our prayer.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Because we have a hope of glory.
今天基督住在我们的里面。
Knowing that Christ lives inside of us.
他正在制作我们，改变我们。
And he is working and changing us.
叫我们能够像他。
So that we can be like him.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享操练敬虔。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the theme, training for godliness.
请我们一起来读提摩太前书第四章第七节和第八节。
Let us read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8 together.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
Having nothing to do with the godless myths and old wives' tales, rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
在敬虔上操练自己。
And godliness has value for all things.
他这边讲到说，操练身体益处还少。
Here it says, for physical training, there is some value.
是还有一些的益处的。
Yes, there is some benefits to it.
但是没有办法和操练敬虔来相比。
But that cannot be compared with the training of godliness.
操练敬虔是凡事都有益处。
Because when you train yourself for godliness, everything in every aspect is beneficial.
而且有今生和来生的应许。
And holding promises for both the present life and the life to come.
什么是敬虔呢？
And what is godliness?
我们知道敬虔是像神。
Godliness is to be like God.
有一个翻译，他讲到说，带着爱的敬畏活出基督。
And there's a translation about for godliness, which is the loving fear of God and being Christ-like.
啊，这个敬畏是爱的敬畏。
So you have this fear that is loving.
不是说我们怕神，我们就远离神。
But it's not a fear that makes us want to be far away from God.
但是在神的爱中，我们有一个敬畏的心，我们可以来亲近神。
Instead, in the love of God, we have a fear toward Him and we want to be closer to Him.
敬畏是一个存心。
Godliness is a condition of our heart.
就是我们在任何事上，我们怕有自己。
It's a condition where we are afraid to have ourselves.
我们怕得罪神。
That we're afraid to offend our God.
那敬虔呢，是一个生活。
And also, godliness is a way of living.
使基督从我们的身上能够活出来。
And it's a lifestyle where Christ can be lived out through us.
所以在提前第三章十六节讲到大灾敬虔的奥秘。
That's why in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, The mystery of godliness is great.
他讲到就是神在肉身显现。
That is God appears in a body.
这是一个奥秘。
And that is a mystery.
但是今天已经向我们打开了。
Yet this mystery has been unveiled for us.
什么是敬虔呢？
So what is godliness?
是神在肉身显现。
That is God appears in a body.
曾经我们的主他道成肉身来到地上。
And in the past, our Lord was that word became flesh into this world.
在肉身里面将这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
And in his flesh, he manifested God.
那今天我们的主他住在我们的里面。
And now that God is living inside of us.
那这个奥秘实际要显在我们身上。
Therefore, the reality of that mystery is going to be revealed through us.
神从我们身上彰显出来。
That is, God is seen on us.
那这是敬虔的奥秘。
And that is the mystery of godliness.
基督今天住在我们里面。
That is, Christ dwells inside of us.
是我们荣耀的盼望。
And he is the hope of our glory.
我们知道有一天他显现，我们必要像他。
And we know one day he will appear and we will be just like him.
那今天主在我们还在地上的时候。
And at the same time, when we are still living on earth.
他制作我们，他改变我们。
Our Lord is working and changing us.
我们都知道是宝贝在瓦器里。
We have this treasure in the earthen vessel.
我们不过是瓦器。
We are nothing but earthen vessel.
我们天然生命没有什么可夸，可以好像叫人家来羡慕的。
And out of our natural life, there's nothing we can boast about or cause people to envy us.
但是今天有一个荣耀在我们里面。
But there is this treasure, a glory that is in us.
他那柔美的生命今天要从我们这些卑微人身上彰显出来。
The beautiful life of the treasure will be seen through us, base vessel.
能够活出来。
And can be lived out through us.
然后弟兄姐妹，这是一个太有福的事情。
And this is such a wonderful thing.
不叫我们今天在地上。
So that when we live on earth,
靠着自己我们来生活。
We don't have to rely on ourselves to live.
乃是基督在我们里面来活。
But let Christ live out through us.
那这一个神所做成的工作。
And this is the work of God.
不但叫我们今生得益处。
Not only we receive benefit in present life.
他讲到来生，讲到那个永世，我们得着何等大的益处。
But also the life to come, which is eternity.
提前第四章第十节说到，我们劳苦努力，正是为此。
And chapter 4 verse 10 of 1 Timothy says, And for this we labor and strive.
因为我们的指望在乎永生的神。
That we have put our hope in the living God.
他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And who is the savior of all men, and especially of those who believe.
他是万人的救主。
He is the savior of all men.
他愿意万人得救，不愿意有一个人沉沦。
Because he wants all men to be saved.
他为着人人尝了死味。
And for every man, he tasted death.
今天他把一个使命托付给我们，叫我们把福音能够传出去。
Now he has entrusted us with a mission so that we can share this great news.
他在这边让我们知道，他不只是万人的救主，他也是信徒的救主。
Not only he is the savior of all men, he's also the savior of those who believe.
他不只拯救我们的灵能够得救。
Not only he has revived our spirit.
他天天在拯救我们。
Every day he's still saving us.
我们知道到了那一天他还要拯救我们。
And we know when he returns, he will be still saving us.
那今天我们得着何等的益处。
Therefore we receive great benefit today.
最大的益处是我们更多的得着主。
And the greatest benefit of all in this life is to have the Lord.
因为世界上除主以外，一切其实都是虚幻的。
Because everything outside of the Lord is vanity.
今天我们能够得着基督。
So if we can have Jesus Christ.
哦，他是我们一切的丰富。
He is the fullness of all.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们得着最大的益处。
And that is the greatest benefit you and I can have.
然后我们知道，在永世的里面
，We also in eternity.
我们更要和众圣徒，我们一同来经历，来得着这位丰满的基督。
Together with all saints, we shall receive even more fullness of Christ.
他告诉我们，今生。来生都有益处。
He says it's beneficial for the present life and the life to come.
啊，这是一个何等宝贵的应许。
And what a great promise that is for us.
叫我们宝贵今天还有机会，
我
们操练敬虔。
So that we cherish the opportunity we have now, so that we can practice godliness.
今天我们需要有操练。
We need to practice that today.
今天我们也有这样的一个机会。
And we also have the opportunity to do so today.
所以早间我们在这里一起来交通。
So this morning we'd like to share with you this theme.
保罗告诉我们在敬虔上操练自己。
Because Paul has told us, for godliness has value.
他讲到说操练身体益处还少。
He said physical training is of some value.
那做一个比较，就是说跟操练敬虔来相比拟。
So he compared the physical training with the training for godliness.
我们一起来读希伯来书十二章第十一节。
And let's read together Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Here it says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
操练就是锻炼或者是训练。
Discipline is also training.
那在英文它原来的字呢，其实跟这个 gymnastics 啊，就是像这个体育馆啊，体操啊，是同一个字根的。
And the word training or discipline is the same word as gymnastic training.
那我们知道在身体上的操练。
And we know physical training.
他在这边呢，特别告诉我们，为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
He says, later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace.
所以经过管教。
Therefore, after we are disciplined,
好像经过一些的外面的要求，一些的训练。
Which means we have to go through a lot of external training and requirement.
经验过的人，所以也就是说，我们经过这个过程，经过这些操练的。
And for those who have been trained,
管教它的目的是叫我们的生命能够被改变。
Or discipline, and the purpose of training or discipline is to change us.
叫我们与神的性情能够有份。
So that we can be partaking in the nature of God.
所以我们真的认识神在管教我们，他正在训练我们。
So if we truly understand when God trains us or disciplines us,
神有一个荣耀的目的。
He has a very glorious purpose behind.
就会宝贵这个操练。
Then we will treasure this opportunity.
身体的操练，我们知道这些运动员他们对营养的要求是非常严格的。
We all know athletes have very strict requirements about nutrition.
所以我们看见这些运动员无论在训练的时候是在比赛的阶段呢，他们都有很严格饮食的这些要求。
And they have very strict practice and whether they were in training or actually in competition about the nutrition requirement.
所以如果你没有好的饮食，
If you don't have a good diet,
他身体没有办法得到供应，
Then your body cannot have enough supply.
他没有办法有足够的力量，
Then you won't have enough strength.
那我们看见说今天要操练敬虔，
The same way, if we want to be trained for godliness,
我们需要属灵的供应，
We need to have spiritual provision,
我们需要生命的粮食，
We need to have the spiritual diet or food.
在耶利米书十五章第十六节，
And in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16,
他讲到耶和华万军之神啊，
It says, O Lord God Almighty,
我得着你的言语就当食物吃了。
When your words came, I ate them.
你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
They were my joy and my heart's delight.
因我是称为你名下的人。
For I bear your name.
啊，我们得着了主的话，当作食物，把它吃下去。
So once we have the word from God, we will eat it like food.
这是生命的灵粮。
Because that is the spiritual food for our life.
主告诉我们说，他的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord said it already that His word is our life, is spirit.
好像运动员他们如何需要营养。
Just like athletes need good nutrition.
我们要操练进前，我们需要。生命的粮食。
When we are training ourselves for godliness, we need to have the good spiritual food.
我们需要得着神的话。
That is the word of God.
有些弟兄姐妹，他们说为他祷告，因为他很软弱。
And some people will ask us to pray for them because they feel spiritually weak.
你看见你祷告，好像他得着一点力量，但是呢，一直起起伏伏的。
Yes, we can pray for our companions, but you notice that how their situation still fluctuates.
那你再仔细跟他交通一下。你说你的属灵你的灵修的生活到底是如何
But when we fellowship further we will ask them how is your spiritual condition
有些人好像好久没有认真的来读圣经
Oftentimes we realize people haven't spent time on the word of God
没有得着属灵的粮食
So that they never get enough spiritual supply
所以不一定是什么样的大问题
Now our environment may not be that bad or challenging
他软弱因为他需要食物
But they are so weak because they were lack of food.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要来到主的面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we really need to come to the Lord.
你想要操练。
You want to be trained.
我们需要得着神的话。
First of all, you need to have the spiritual food, the word of God.
我们需要得着生命的粮食。
We need to have the food for our life.
很多时候我们说 study, 就说研读是好的。
Yes, it's good to study the word of God.
但有一位年长的弟兄。
And there's a senior or elderly brother.
他讲到说有一段时间他真的是花了很多的时间在那里研读。
He shared with us that how he spent a long period of time studying the word of God.
但是有一天主让他认识到一件事情。
But one day the Lord opened his eyes so that he realized.
他花很多的力气用他的心思在那里研读。
That he has been spending so much time using his mind studying the word.
他有好多的参考书。
And he referred to all these books
但是神在那里开启他
but the Lord opened his mind
哦、oh, 你需要来吃主的话
and telling him that you need to eat my words
把神的话当作食物吃了
as if it's food for you
主的话是灵是生命
the word of the Lord is spirit is life
我们不是只是在头脑里面我们来认识
so we don't justTry to gain knowledge in our mind.
我们把我们的心打开。
Instead, open our hearts.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们接受主的话。
And just accept the word from the Lord.
我们把主的话当作食物吃了。
So that we're like eating His words as they were food.
我们遇见这位说话的主。
We need to meet with the Lord that speaks His words.
我们需要这样子来到主面前，来得着生命的粮食。
And that is how we can gain the food for our spiritual life from the Lord.
我们需要得着生命的活水。
And also, we need to have the living water of life.
启示录二十一章第六节说：“我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人。”
In Revelation 21, chapter 6 says, "To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life."
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道一件事情。
Brothers, sisters, we all know this.
我们需要水。
That We need water.
人如果缺水的话，他身体的健康受到很大的影响。
And when lack of water, our health is greatly damaged.
但是你如果觉得口渴才喝水。
But if you drink because you're thirsty,
很多专家告诉我们说，其实你已经是晚了。
A lot of specialists has advised that when you feel thirsty, that's already a bit late.
是的，口渴是一个人很自然，因为你缺水，你就会有这种反应。
Yes, feeling thirsty is a normal reaction when someone is dehydrated.
但是他们说你已经晚了。
But according to the specialists, it's already late when you feel that way.
其实我们在那个之前，我们就需要。得着水分的供应。
Actually, we need to have constant provision of water prior to that point.
神乐意把生命的活泉白白赐给口渴的人。
And God is willing to give out the water of life freely to us.
今天如果生命里面缺少了生命的活水，
Therefore, if we feel I'm lack of the living water,
如果你连口渴的感觉都没有，
If you don't even feel thirsty,
那是一个很可怕的情形。
And that is a very dreadful condition.
在生活中，我们靠着自己来做每一件事，
Which means we're doing everything according to ourselves.
我们不知道我们需要主的同在。
Without realizing that I need the presence of my Lord.
我们如果不觉得时刻需要生命的活水在我们里面。
If we don't feel I need to have the provision of the living water every moment.
弟兄姐妹，那是非常可怕的一件事情。
And that is a very dreadful condition.
就像一个人如果他没有水，他缺水，但他却不觉得他的干渴。
In the same way, just like someone who is very dehydrated, but he doesn't feel that he was thirsty.
但是今天弟兄姐妹，我们会觉得口渴。
But brothers and sisters, we will feel thirsty.
我们会觉得灵里面的干渴。
We'll feel this dryness in our spirit.
那这比那没有感觉的已经好一些了。
And that's better than without feeling any need for the water.
但是就像专家告诉我们对于身体的需要。
And just like the specialist told us,
你觉得口渴才喝水已经太晚了。
By the time you feel thirsty, it's a bit late.
我们需要时刻饮于生命的活泉的。
Because you need to connect, be connected to the living water every moment.
哦，愿主来吸引我们。
Oh, may the Lord draw us close to Him.
神乐意把生命的活泉赐给我们。
Because He's willing to give us the water of life without cost.
今天生命的活泉就在我们的里面。
And the spring of the water of life is inside of us.
但是我们需要来就近主。
The point is that we need to come close to the Lord.
我们来喝这个生命的活水。
To drink from that spring.
让主在我们生活中，他时刻与我们同在。
And allowing the Lord to be with us every moment in our daily life.
他要把他自己那个丰富的生命来赐给我们。
He wants to give to us His abundant life.
所以操练身体需要营养。
To train ourselves, we need to have nutrition.
今天操练敬虔，我们需要吃主，需要喝主。
And to train ourselves for godliness, then we need to eat from the Lord and drink from the Lord.
操练身体，讲到这些运动员，他们需要经过很多的训练。
Physical training for athletes.And they have to go through a lot of trainings.
那今天呢，讲到操练敬虔，同样的，我们需要许多的练习。
In the same way, when we're ready to be trained for godliness, then we need to have all kinds of practices.
在灵前第九章二十五节。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25.
他说，凡教力争胜的。
So everyone who competes in the games.
那另外一个翻译就参加运动竞赛的。
So everyone who competes in the games.
他说诸事都有节制。
Goes into strict training.
他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕。
They do it to get a crown that will not last.
我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
But we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
所以就算一个运动员他要参加一个比赛
Just for an athlete, before he attends a competition,
他要经过好多的训练
He needs to go through a lot of training.
他需要有很多的节制
And he needs to be very disciplined.
那更何况今天讲到我们在属灵的生命的操练
Not to mention the training for our spiritual life.
操练敬虔
Or training for godliness.
那这一个是得着不能坏的冠冕
Which will help us to receive a crown that will last forever.
比那些能坏的冠冕宝贵太多了
Much, much more precious than the crown that doesn't last.
所以在这边他告诉我们说他们为着一个能坏的冠冕还经过这么多的训练
Here says, in order to receive a crown that will not last, they had to go through all these training and restrictions.
多少时候我们要得着一个不能坏的冠冕
And a lot of times we want to receive the crown that does last forever.
我们却不愿意接受训练
But we are shy away from training.
今天你有一个知识
You have a knowledge for something.
它并不是一个实际
But doesn't matter, mean that you have the reality of that knowledge in your life.
有好多是需要经过训练的
It takes training.
我们看见好多运动员
Look at a lot of athletes.
我想很多人也很喜欢看各样的运动
And
各样的比赛
we like to watch sports.
但是你要知道说我们看了觉得很精彩。
And you know, for when we look at them, we feel, wow, that's exciting and wonderful.
但是他们是经过非常严格的训练。
Yet they have to subject themselves to very strict training to perform like that.
我记得在高中的时候看到一张照片。
I remember when I was in high school, I saw this picture.
有一个那时候一个大学生哈，他跳高用一个叫做背滚式。
And I saw a college student who had a high jump, which is called Fosbury flop high jump style.
那个时候呢，我们在高中没有人会这个方式的。
And at the time, I was still in high school, and no one knew how to do it.
那我只是看了照片。
I only saw a picture of an athlete doing that.
然后有一点的解说。
And with some brief explanation at the bottom.
我就觉得很有兴趣要练习。
That really intrigued me, so I decided to practice for that jump.
后来就不断地在那里练习怎么跳这个方式。
So I took a lot of time practicing how to do that jump.
你知道在练习的时候，其实是一次一次的。后来我脚皮脱了两层啊。
And while I was doing this constant training, the skin at the bottom of my feet were worn out twice.
但是后来真的就等于是学会了这个东西。
And finally, I learned how to do it.
因为那个时候没有人会，没有人知道怎么做。
Because no one knew how to do it, and no one could teach me.
后来田径的教练找了好多人，他叫我来示范。
And finally, after I learned how to do it, the coach of our school team gathered all the athletes around and to ask me to show them.
因为你要做一个动作，你需要经过好多的练习。
Even with just that one jump, it took a lot of practice.
然后我们整个的肌肉，我们自己才能够配合起来。
So that all the muscles on my body can listen to me and follow my instruction.
那今天讲到操练敬虔。
And now we're talking about being trained for godliness.
是需要有好多的训练的。
In the same way, it takes a lot of practice.
弟兄姐妹，我们首先我们自己说，主啊，我愿意接受这些操练。
So first of all, we need to have the willingness to be trained.
让主的生命能够那么真实的从我们身上彰显出来。
Allowing the life of the Lord be seen through us.
希伯来书第五章第十四节。
In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14.
他说唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。
It says, but solid food is for the mature.
他们的心窍习练的通达就能分辨好歹了。
Who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
习练的通达。
They have trained themselves.
这个需要一次又一次不断的操练。
They're constantly training themselves.
有很多时候你说我做了一次我觉得我会了。
Sometimes you feel that you know how to do it just by practicing once.
但是过了一阵子呢又生疏了。
But after a period of time without practicing, you become very bad at it.
习练的通达是非常非常的重要的。
Therefore, constant practice is very important.
所以讲到操练敬虔。
So, in order to be trained for godliness,
神也让我们经历到有好多的情形。
God will allow us to go through all kinds of circumstances.
你发现说我好像学了好几次了。
And you will feel that, you know, I've gone through this lesson many times.
但是还是没有学好。
But I'm still not good at it.
还没有说很通达，很习练。
It's not that I'm very mature, very experienced yet.
所以今天，弟兄姐妹，我们彼此勉励。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should encourage one another.
在敬虔上操练自己。
That we are being trained to be godliness.
我们有一个愿意接受这样的训练的心。
We have a willingness to be trained.
我们把自己奉献在主的手里面。
And we offer ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
今天主他乐意来训练我们。
God is glad to train us.
那其实在神那里他是要来建造我们。
Because he wants to build us up.
所以下面我们一起来看到讲到敬虔的操练，讲到敬虔的榜样。
Now we want to look at the training of the godliness, the examples of godliness.
我们一起来读提摩太前书第四章第十二节。
Let's read together 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young.But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
所以保罗他告诉提摩太
So Paul told Timothy
不可叫人小看你年轻
Don't let people look down because you're young
那所以下面他在几个方面呢叫他怎么样能够做信徒的榜样
Instead you want to be an example for all the believers in several aspects
弟兄姐妹今天无论我们信主了多久
Therefore brothers and sisters doesn't matter how long we have believed in the Lord
今天不是看你的资历怎么样
And we are not being judged by how many years we are believers
今天重要的是看我们生命活出来到底是怎么样的一个情形
But by our condition through which our life is seen
今天神要得着我们成为众人的榜样
God wants to use us as an example for all believers
那这个榜样另外一个讲法就是得着我们成为他的见证人
And in other words he wants us to become his witnesses
今天人看见我们能不能够从我们的身上看见神
So when people look at us can they see God through us
这叫做见证
That is testimony
这叫做神从我们身上能够彰显出来
That is what it means by God is seen or manifested through us
这也就是敬虔的奥秘
That is also the mystery of godliness
所以弟兄姐妹我们一起来看在这几个方面
Therefore we want to take a look at these few aspects
我们渴望今天我们的生命能够长大能够被改变
We desire to grow to be changed by God
我们渴望说在这些方面呢我们能够成为众人的榜样
We desire to become an example for others
别人从我们身上能够看见我们的主
We want others to see the Lord through us
但是要达到这样的一个目的
But in order to achieve that
我们需要接受操练
We need to be willing to be trained
所以操练敬虔
Therefore, to train ourselves for godliness,
我们可以从这些方面我们来进入
We need to practice in these following few aspects.
让主在这些点上叫我们时刻知道我怎么样来操练敬虔
So we learn how to be trained into godliness through these aspects.
那第一个他讲到言语
First of all, in our words.
那基督徒呢要说诚实的话
AndFor Christians, we need to be honest.
要说造就人的好话。
We need to speak the word of truth, and we need to speak words that build others up.
要说感谢的话。
We need to speak the words of thanksgiving.
箴言第二十五章第十一节。
And in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
他说一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。
Says a word.Aptly spoken, it's like apples of gold in settings of silver.
所罗门他把一句合宜的良言用苹果金苹果在银网子里来做一个比喻。
And King Solomon used the golden apples in the settings of silver as an example.
啊，讲到那个美丽，那个珍贵。
It tells like how beautiful it is when you speak something proper.
所以今天如果在适当的时候，我们说出一句合宜的话。
If we can say something proper in the perfect timing.
有的时候出于爱，有的时候出于鼓励。
And maybe words of love or words of encouragement.
有时候是为着责备的。
Or even the word of rebuke.
在各样的情形的里面。
And whatever that condition may be.
有一句话说的合宜。
If we say the word properly,
那是何等的珍贵
and it is precious.
好像金苹果放在银网子里面
It's like apples of gold in the settings of silver.
以弗所书第四章二十九节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 says,
他说污秽的言语一句不可出口
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
只要随时说造就人的好话
But only what is helpful For building others,
叫听见的人能够得着益处
According to their needs,
造就人的好话
And words that will build others up,
就是讲这句话是叫别人能够被得着建造的
Means you are building up someone.
这边讲到说污秽的言语一句不可出口
And Ephesians says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
但是我们知道我们的舌头是最难控制的
But we all know our tongue is the hardest part to control in our body.
所以当一些情形发生的时候
So when situation arises,
有时候那个愤怒来了
Sometimes the rage rose up.
有时候人很容易受别人的影响。
And sometimes we're affected by others easily.
但是你要说污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Yet Jesus says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth."
我们需要经过操练的。
It takes training.
但是这个操练不只是从外面你来着手。
This is not just control from outside.
今天我们知道里面所充满的。我们的口里就会说出来。
Because we know what is inside comes out.
很多时候我们不能控制，是因为我们面对了这个人，面对了那个事。
A lot of times we feel that I can't control myself when I deal with this person or that matter.
但是呢，今天要从里面，我们先来有一个操练。
But the truth is that we need to be trained from within.
让里面是一个甜的泉源。
If we have a spring of sweet water inside.
啊、这个所涌出来的
Then whatever comes out from our inside
不会是污秽的言语
Shall not be something that's filthy、
啊、今天我们说跟人家在交谈
And when you talk to people
我们的话能不能够造就人、
Can our words edify others
我们需要经过操练
We need to be trained
很多时候就是一个很简单的一个谈话
Sometimes maybe a very brief conversation
其实也许这就是一个非常宝贵的机会。
But that can be a very precious opportunity.
主能够使用我们。
That God can use us.
用我们的口。
Through our words.
来造就我们的弟兄姊妹。
To build up our brother or sister.
弟兄姐妹，不是说你今天在一个什么职位上，或者是你有一个什么职分，你才需要这样子。
And dear brothers and sisters, it doesn't take people with certain title or a certain position to do that.
今天他这边告诉我们的是对着每一位神的儿女。
But to every child of God.
我们总要说造就人的好话。
We need to speak the word that build up others.
所以我们不是随便的，好像说这个说那个。
Therefore, we don't just casually speak.
我们乃是需要有一点预备，我们等候在主的面前。
But always be prepared before the Lord.
这需要操练。
And that takes discipline.
但是事实上，就在我们日常生活的交谈。
But the truth is, it has to happen in our daily conversation.
主叫我们操练。
And that's the time God wants us to be trained.
教我们说能够建造的话语。
So that we can build others up through our words.
教我们口出来的是感谢的话语。
And also speak the words of thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹在言语上能够做榜样。
So we want to be an example in words, in our speech.
那第二个他讲到行为。
Secondly, our conduct, our behavior.
他讲到行为是说到行事为人要与基督的福音还有蒙召的恩能够相称。
He says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
在腓立比书一章二十七节。
That's in Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
他讲到说只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
我们所信的福音
The gospel we believe
应该也是我们所行的福音
should be the gospel we lived out.
如果我们口中所讲的是福音
If what we said is truly gospel.
我们生活所行的不是福音。
Yet, what, how we lived out is not according to the gospel.
这个意思就是说我们跟福音是没有办法相称的。
Means we're not in line with the gospel.
我们的行为要与我们的福音是要能够相称的。
Our conduct should be in line with the gospel we share.
今天传福音其实我们的生活我们的见证带着一个何等大的力量
And actually our deeds is our testimony is more powerful than just sharing the word of gospel
我们需要用我们的口来传
Yes, we do share the gospel with our words
我们需要我们的行为来见证
And we also need to have our behavior to prove as a testimony
我们的行为跟我 们的传的福音是要能够相称。
So that our behavior and conduct are in line with the words of the gospel.
并且世界上的人也在看我们。
Because people around us are watching us.
我们四围的人他们在看我们。
And world people are watching us.
有人讲说跟你最亲的人传福音是最难的。
Some says it's hard to preach gospel to the someone you are very close to.
因为他最认识你。
Because they know me better.
他跟你最靠近，他看你的情形最清楚。
They're close to us. They know our condition very well.
你可以说我所有的缺点，我的软弱，他都看到的。
They see and they know all my weaknesses.
所以我传福音很不容易。
Therefore, it's so hard for me to share the gospel.
但是你有没有想到另外一个角度来看
？But have you thought about from another angle?
今天如果我们的行为，我们的生命有何等奇妙的改变
？If our words or our deeds are changed.
今天我们四围的人他们会看见的。
And people around us will see it.
他们会觉得何等的稀奇。
And they will be amazed.
你怎么会有这么大的改变？
How can you change like that?
你应该很忧愁的。
Because I know you. You should be very sorrowful now.
但是你却充满了喜乐。
But you are full of joy.
你原本应该是很愤怒的。
And you should be very angry now.
但是你却充满了爱。
But you are full of love.
弟兄姐妹，我们里面的主。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord that lives inside of us.
那个荣美的生命从我们身上若能够彰显出来。
If His beautiful life can be seen through us.
那这带着一个福音极大的能力。
And then the power of gospel will be great.
因为我们的行为与福音是能够相称的。
Because our conduct are in line with the words of the gospel we preach.
我们最亲的人，他们第一个他们会来看见。
And those who are closest to us will see it first.
我们要为这个祷告。
So we need to pray.
所以我们需要操练。
And we need to practice.
那在以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
他讲到说我们既然蒙召。
Says as a prisoner for the Lord.
行事为人就当与蒙召的恩能够相称。
I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
今天神呼召了我们。
The Lord has called us.
从世界中分别出来。
To be separated from this world.
我们是属神的人。
Because we now belong to God.
今天他呼召我们。
He has called us out of the world.
要我们进入他荣耀的旨意。
Into His glorious purpose.
这是一个极大的恩典。
And this is a great grace.
那为着这个神荣耀的心意。
For this wonderful will of God.
所以我们的行为要能够与这个恩召能够相称。
And our behavior has to be worthy of this great calling.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这边告诉我们的。
And here it tells us.
这么大的恩典今天临到我们身上。
Such a great grace has come upon us.
我们蒙恩了，我们得救了。
We have been blessed, we have been saved.
我们也真的知道主今天他召我们要一直进入他的荣耀。
Also, we all know that God is calling us into His glory.
求主来改变我们的
行为。Oh Lord, change our behavior.
叫我们有一个见证。
So that we can be a testimony.
叫主的光从我们身上能够照出去。
So the light of the Lord can be shown through us.
别人看见我们的好行为。
So when people see our good behavior.
能够将荣耀归给神。
And they will attribute it to God and His glory.
第三个，他讲到爱心。
Thirdly,Love.
提前一章五节讲到命令的总归就是爱。
And it tells us the conclusion of all commands is love.
约翰一书四章八节说，没有爱心的就不认识神。
And 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 says, whoever does not love does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以这个爱心我们说从我们的身上要能够彰显出来。
Therefore, this love has to be seen through us.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
Someone who does not love does not know God.
今天我们说感谢主，这个爱今天已经充满在我们的里面。
And we are so thankful for this love of God is in our heart now.
他叫我们能够彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another.
在林前十六章第十四节
First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 14
他说凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做
It says do everything in love
无论我们所做的是什么
It doesn't matter what we do
都要凭着爱心而做
We do it in love
从爱的里面是一个出发点
Love should be the base of everything
从这里面所做出来的
And from that base,
是把神的爱从我们身上一个很自然的彰显还有流露
We can naturally flow out the love of God
所以讲到爱心
Here says in love
因爱心所受的劳苦
It tells us labor in love
是从爱的里面出发的我们才做这些事情
Which means you do it because you have love
保罗写提摩太前书写给提摩太
And first Timothy was written to Timothy
那提摩太当时候是在以弗所教会服事
At a time Timothy was serving in the church of Ephesus
保罗他曾经写以弗所书
And we all know that Paul wrote the book of Ephesians before
写给以弗所的教会
To the church of Ephesus
那这讲到一个最高的启示
And that was the highest level of revelation
教会是基督的身体
Saying that church is the body of Christ.
那我们看见以弗所教会，其实它是非常蒙福的一个教会。
Therefore, we all know the church of Ephesus is a very blessed church.
那站在启示录第二章第四节。
Yeah, in the Revelation chapter 2.
他讲到说，然而有一件事我要责备你。
Verse 4 says, Yet I hold this against you.
主在那里要责备以弗所的教会。
The Lord was rebuking the church of Ephesus.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了
You have forsaken your first love
以弗所的教会它有好多值得称赞好的行为
And the Lord praised Church of Ephesus in many, many aspects
他们为主劳苦忍耐
They labor, they suffer, they endure
他们试验出假的使徒来
They test the false prophets among them
但是这一件事讲到他离弃了起初的爱
But there's one thing the Lord held against them that they have forsaken their first love
这是他们所有等于是堕落的一个根源
And that was the cause, the root cause of their fall
离弃了起初的爱
They left their first love
弟兄姐妹今天主他爱我们
Oh brother and sister, the Lord loves us
他在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死
Because he died for us even when we were still sinners
为我们死且死在十字架上
It's a death upon the cross
那这个爱显明出来
Through that love
这个爱今天在我们的里面
And through the cross love was revealed and now this love is in us
今天我们求主更多用他的爱充满我们
So we need to ask the Lord to fill our hearts with his love more and more
我们如何在爱心上我们能够来来操练呢
How do we train ourselves in love?
不是我们爱神，是神爱我们。
We must first know it's not we can love, but God first loved us.
我们第一个要做，常常来到主的面前。
So what we need to do is always come to God first.
要让主的爱充满我们。
And allow His love fill our heart.
弟兄姐妹，用信心来接受耶稣基督的大爱。
To receive the love of Jesus Christ.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loves me and He laid down His life for me.
然后从我们的里面有回流的爱。来献给主
And so that there is a love from us can reciprocate back to the Lord.
我们知道达比弟兄
Brother Darby said this.
那在他很老的时候
When he was old, he
在一个旅程中他在旅店过夜
And he was passing through in his journey at a little hotel.
他上床之前有一个简单的祷告
And he always said this simple prayer before he slept.
他说主耶稣我仍然爱你
He said, Oh Lord Jesus, I still love you.
一生经过了这么长的旅程。
And he has gone through a long journey of life.
主耶稣，我仍然爱你。
Every night he would say, Oh Lord Jesus, I still love you.
弟兄姐妹，我们也真是盼望这个爱在我们的里面。
Oh brothers and sisters, how we long to have the same love in us.
我们时刻向主说，主耶稣，我爱你。
That enable us to say, Oh Lord, I love you.
我爱你就是在现在。
If I ever love you, it is now.
这是我们在爱心上需要时刻经过操练。
And this is the practice we have in love.
第四个，他讲到信心。
The fourth thing is to have faith.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of things we hope for
是未见之事的确据
and also the assurance of things that we have not seen
我们要信神是信神在
we believe God exists and believe that God is
在希伯来书十一章第六节
in Hebrew 11
他讲到说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Verse 6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
今天我们看见神喜悦那些信他的人。
And we know God is pleased when we believe him.
到神的面前来，必须信神是，必须信神在。
Anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists.
在林后第五章第七节。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says,
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
今天我们在一生的路上
，and in our life's journey，
主带我们走一条信心的道路。
The Lord is leading us on a way of faith.
其实我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
We are saved by our faith and also His grace.
但是信了之后呢，主带我们走一条叫做信心的道路。
And after that, the Lord is leading us on the path of faith.
也就是说，在这一条路上，我们时刻需要来倚靠主，来仰望主。
Which means on this path, we have to constantly trust the Lord.
主不是要我们靠着自己，我们来面对各样的环境。
The Lord doesn't want us to use our own strength to deal with every situation.
他要我们真的经历他是我们的主。
If we truly experience that He is our Lord,
他是我们的神，
that He is our God,
他负我们完全的责任，
that He is fully responsible for us,
我们做任何一件事情，
then whatever we do,
他讲到说要凭着信心而做，
we'll do by faith,
我们是凭信，不是凭着眼见，
and we live by faith, not by sight,
我们感谢主，
so we thank the Lord for that.
今天在这条信心的道路上
On this path of faith,
我们看见好多好多的见证人
We see a lot of witnesses around us
他们走过这条道路
They have walked on this path
他们是信心的见证人
And they are also witnesses of faith
他们见证主是与他们同在的
And they are witnesses to testify that God has been with them
他们见证主是听他们祷告的
That the Lord listens to their prayer
今天我们说感谢主，主也呼召我们走在这条的路上。
And the Lord is calling us to walk on the same path now.
信心的道路好像走在海面上。
Walking in faith like walking on water.
也就是说，我们不能靠我们自己。
Which means there's no way we can rely on our own strength.
我们的眼目必须注视在主的身上。
Instead, our eyes have to fix on the Lord.
你说我们天然生命没有一个人，我们经历过我怎么在水面上行走？
Naturally, we never really walked on water, right?
所以你说凭信心。不凭着眼见，对我们天然生命来讲，这是需要经过操练的。
Therefore, it really takes training or practice for our natural life to get used to the idea about fixing on the Lord, not our own strength.
因为我们天然生命习惯是眼见才为实。
And because our natural life relies on the fact that I need to see it first so that I can believe.
我踏在这个地上，我才觉得踏实。
I need to set foot on the ground so I feel solid.
我怎么可能走在水上呢？
How can I walk on water?
但是信心的道路好像是走在水上。
But walking on the path of faith is just like walking on water.
哦，当我们把一切都放下来。
When we are willing to let go of everything.
不靠自己。
And no longer relying ourselves.
哦，我们单单的来依靠神。
Solely relying on God.
单单的来顺服。
And obey him.
我们真的会经历。
Then we will experience.
我们的神，他做人所不能做的事情。
That our God can do things that man cannot.
我们真的经历，他真的是那位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
And then we will experience that our God indeed is God that created heaven and earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们经历我们的神是听祷告的神。
Also, we will experience that our God listens to our prayer.
信是得着的，就必得着。
And those who believe they have received it will receive it.
这是信心的道路。
And this is the way of faith.
今天主叫我们接受训练。
And so the Lord wants us to receive training.
我们怎么样时刻我们倚靠他，仰望他。
So he's training us to rely on him every moment.
我们时刻顺服他。
And obey to him every moment.
我们真是走在一条信心的路上。
Then we are truly walking on the path of faith.
第五个讲到清洁。
The fifth thing, purity.
那讲到说在动机行动上面的纯洁。
It talks about the purity in motive and action.
讲到我们没有任何的掺杂。
And there is no mixed.
在诗篇第五十一篇第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10 says,
大卫说神啊求你为我造清洁的心。
David says here, create in me a pure heart, O God.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
他在那里向神祷告有一个清洁的心。
He was praying to God that he will have a clean heart.
马太福音第五章第八节说清心的人有福了。
And Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 Jesus says blessed are the pure in heart
因为他们必得见神。
For they will see God
耶和华不像人看人。
And when God sees us it's not like men looking at men
人是看外貌。
Men look at appearance
耶和华是看我们的内心。
But our Lord looks at our hearts
所以今天我们的心如何是何等的重要。
Therefore it is important to know the condition of our heart
我们一生的果效是从心里面发出来的。
And the result of our life comes from the condition of our heart
我们需要向主祷告主啊赐给我一个清洁的心。
That's why we need to pray, said the Lord, create in me a pure heart.
一个纯洁的心。
A pure heart.
主是我的一切。
Oh Lord, you are my everything.
除他以外，没有什么能够来霸占我们。
And let nothing else occupy our heart.
我们天然生命总是那样的诡诈。
And our natural life is very wicked.
我们天然生命总是那么的复杂。
It's very complex.
但是今天我们可以向主来祷告。
But we can still pray to the Lord.
给我一个清洁的心。
Create in me a clean heart.
好像那么的单纯，我们把所有主以外的都把它除去。
Just like very willingly we'll let go of everything aside from God.
主说要回转像小孩子的样式。
Jesus said, return to be like a child.
今天我们就是这么的单纯。
So we can just be as simple like a child.
我们能够来到神的面前。
Come to our God.
真的清心的人有福了。
Oh, blessed is the one who is pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神。
For they will truly see God.
今天我们祷告，求主赐给我们清洁的心。
So this is our prayer that Lord Create in me a pure heart.
就是我们在所有的事情上，我们的心只是对准主。
So on all matters, my heart focuses on you.
我们单单的要主。
We only want you.
求主帮助我们不要沾染所有世俗的情欲。
And may the Lord help us not to be stained by the lust of this world.
世俗的污秽。
Or the filthiness of this world.
赐给我们一个清洁的心。
But create in me a clean heart.
我们单单的来到主面前。
We only want you.
哦，让生命的活水来洗涤。
We only want to come to our Lord and let the water of life cleanse us.
那他话中的生命来洗净我们。
And let the life in His words cleanse me.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
那这每一个方面呢，都需要经过操练。
And we need to practice in every aspect we just discussed.
因为这些跟我们天然生命里面是不一样的。
Because this practice is different from our usual way of living.
所以我们说，主啊，你帮助我们。
That's why we say, Lord, help us.
在言语、在行为、在爱心、在信心、在清洁上。
In our speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
弟兄姐妹，我们一同来操练敬虔。
Let us practice godliness together.
让主的生命能够活出来。
And let the life of the Lord be lived out.
让他能够从我们身上彰显。
So that he can be manifested through us.
让他的荣耀能够得着称赞。
So that he can be glorified.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，请改变我。
And let's sing a hymn together. Please change me.
主耶稣，请改变我。
Oh Lord Jesus, please change me.
使我生命由软弱变刚强。
From weak to strong.
主耶稣，请改变我。
Oh Lord Jesus, please change me.
使我生命由悲情转为喜乐。
From sorrow to joy.
改变我眼睛所见，从世界转回你身上。
Change my vision from this world to you.
不看一切，只定睛于你。
From everything else to you.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
在我身上所动之工。
For your work on me.
使我全人都属于你。
So my whole being can belong to you.
活着不再是自己。
And now for myself.
主耶稣，请改变我。
Oh Lord Jesus, please change me.
使我愿让你将我全剥夺。
To submit to your deprivation.
主耶稣，请改变我。
Oh Lord Jesus, please change me.
使我认识你宝贵，不再错过。
To know your value and miss out no more.
弟兄姐妹，巴不得这是我们每一位的祷告。
We pray this be our prayer.
我们说，主耶稣，请改变我。
That Lord, please change me.